I want to play a clip from an interview conducted by my colleague Michelle Brown with Lisa Clancy near Gorton, County Galway. Lisa, believe it or not, is an insect portrait photographer and ecologist, and she's compiling a book with her beautiful artwork. She's also putting together some little bits of narrative to tell us about some of the fascinating behaviours of insects. Now, Michelle produces a series for RTE Radio called The Custodians of Ireland, and Lisa featured this afternoon. Have a listen.
I have another one.
Go on.
So it's the large blue. It was critically, it actually went extinct in Britain in 1979. They've had a really successful conservation project and it's come back. It doesn't occur in Ireland, but a cousin of it occurs here, the common blue. But it has this incredible life cycle. So at around 2 to 3 weeks, when it wants to become an adult, it times its fall off its host plant to coordinate when ants are most active, so about 6 p.m. in the evening. And then this hour-long ritual ensues with the ants. So the ants will feed this, the caterpillar kind of excretes this sugary syrup, the ants will feed off it, and then the caterpillar assumes this kind of humped shape. And for whatever reason then, it's thought maybe the ants mistake it for an ant larva. They lift the caterpillar up, take it back to its nest, and put it into the brood chamber where all the ant larvae are. The caterpillar then kind of, it leaves the brood chamber, and in an outer chamber, it weaves this silk pad up in the ceiling, and it'll stay there for 10 months until it becomes an adult. But at night, when the nurse ants are gone, the caterpillar will come down out of the little tent into the brood chamber and binge feed on the ant larva. And then after 10 months, it'll develop into an adult, and keeping its wings pinned down, it'll scurry out of the ant nest and fly off for the first time. It has to be very clever, because if it binge feeds and eats too much of the ant larva, the ants will freak out, leave the nest. And there could be other large blue caterpillars pulling the similar scam. So they kind of all have to coordinate. And that's such a really specific, teeny tiny ecological niche, is why they're so threatened. But like I said, I think they preserved a particular type of meadowland, and they had a few other initiatives in Britain. And I heard in 2022, numbers are thriving, which is so heartwarming to hear. Because, I mean, like I said, it went extinct. So I think it's a small miracle that anyone found out that that's even happening. I mean, how do you find that out? To know what's going on inside ant nests, I think, is incredible.
On the shoulders of giants, Lisa, is all I can say to that wonderful programme. And we'll put a link to that Custodians of Ireland series on our website.